Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. If you are going through a time of isolation, seemingly all alone, read John 17. It will explain exactly why you are where you are, because Jesus has prayed that you may be one with the Father as He is. Are you helping God to answer that prayer, or do you have some other goal for your life? Since you became a disciple, you cannot be as independent as you used to be. I think it's so crucial to remember that. You know, since we're now disciples of Christ, we must depend on Christ in all things. That reveals in John 17 that His purpose is not just to answer our prayers, but that through prayer we might come to discern His mind. Yet there is one prayer which God must answer, and that is the prayer of Jesus, that they may be one, just as we are one. Are we as close to Jesus as that? We have to examine our walk, examine our lives. Are we as close to Jesus Christ as that? Where we are one as they are one. You know, discerning the mind of God, living out His holy word, the scriptures in His holy word. Because God is not concerned about our plans. He doesn't ask, do you want to go through this loss of a loved one, this difficulty or this defeat? No, He allows these things for His own purpose. The things we are going through are either making us sweeter, better, and nobler men and women, or they are making us more critical and fault-finding and more insistent on our own way. The things that happen either make us evil or they make us more saintly, depending entirely on our relationship with God and its level of intimacy. If we will pray regarding our own lives, His will be done, you know, or your will be done, you know, in Matthew 26:42, then we will be encouraged and comforted by John 17, knowing that our Father is working according to His own wisdom, accomplishing what is best. We understand God's purpose. We will not become small-minded and cynical. Jesus prayed nothing less for us than absolute oneness with Himself. Are we walking in that? Are we willing to walk in that? Do we desire to walk in that? Just as He was one with the Father, some of us are, you know, are far from this oneness, yet God will not leave us alone until we are one with Him, because Jesus prayed that they all may be one as we are one. Very important to walk in that, desire that, and draw nearer and nearer to the Father, becoming one, you know, as we're called. Thank you for joining the Daily Inspiration, and have a great day. Join us back tomorrow, and don't forget to join us on Saturdays for the Saturday morning Bible study. Thank you, and blessings to you in Jesus' name.